President Mahama has debunked the notion that government has neglected the Volta region by way of development. In an exclusive interview with GBC's Volta Star Radio, President Mahama described the talk as political propaganda geared towards driving a wedge between the people of the Volta region and the NDC. He therefore called on the people to focus on the good works the NDC government is doing across the country, including the Volta region.
Everywhere I've gone, development projects from the health sector to education to roads to water to electricity are ongoing. The chiefs themselves testify to the good job that has been done over the last 4 years. Let me just give you a few statistics. In the road sector, the highway sector alone, not urban roads, not feeder roads, highway sector alone, we have completed or have ongoing projects worth 1.2 billion Ghana cedis, about 300 million or more is in the area of Cocoa Roads, and then more than 700 million is in the area of enhanced road fund projects and GOG projects. If you take the water sector, clean water access in Volta region was 39%. Today, as I speak to you, access to clean drinking water in Volta region is 72%. And so from 2012 till now, we've raised, you know, access to clean drinking water for people in the Volta region, you know, by a whopping, you know, more than 30%. We did a book called The Accounting to the People, which is a national document that we have circulated far wide. I'm happy to note that the Volta region has also done its version of the Green Book, also called Accounting to the People, Volta region version. And once you go through this book and you see the amount of work and investments that government has made in the Volta region, I'm sure that that propaganda will crumble.
On concerns about the delay in the construction of the Eastern Corridor roads, President Mahama pledged government's commitment to complete the project. He indicated that a substantial portion of the road will be completed by the first quarter of next year. He announced that the government is investing in developing infrastructure in polytechnics to be converted into technical universities for a smooth takeoff of academic work.
We have aggressively accelerated the provision of infrastructure in all our polytechnics in readiness for the conversion to technical universities. And so if you go to our polytechnics, I mean, recently in most of the regions I've gone, I've been commissioning their new technical workshops. And we've also installed equipment that they call a Matrol. It's produced by a U.S. company that gives them all the test bench equipment they need for sending the students through practical training. I think that the polytechnics are ready. We set up a committee to assess them and look at what their readiness for conversion is. The committee that did the first assessment selected six of them, and with additional work that was undertaken in two more of them, that is Cape Coast and Tamale, they've been included with the other six for conversion. The only two that we need to work on are Wa and Bolga, and we're going to do a lot of work to bring their infrastructure up. But I want to congratulate Poly for having qualified, and we've sent the bill to Parliament. It's been approved. It has come back to me as President. I have assented to it, so I've signed it officially into law, and so they can actually begin to call themselves technical universities. But I think it will officially kick off this academic year. I want to congratulate Cape Coast Poly and Tamale Poly too for having qualified, and so they've been included in the conversion. And I want to tell Wa and Bonga that we're going to work with them strongly so that in the next year also we can convert them also into technical universities. With the new community day senior high schools we're building, I announced that 30% of them will be technical oriented. And so we're giving them technical workshops. That will be about 60 out of the 200 would give technical courses so that we can produce more of these technical graduates for the world of work.
President Mahama in that exclusive interview with GBC's Volta Star Radio.